types of insects you can use depends on where the legs are exactly in relation to the wings of the upper body and the middle body. So he's learning it, and a grasshopper flew in through the window and sat down in front of the safer. He was able to examine the grasshopper, and then after he's finished learning it, the grasshopper then left. So as I was preparing yesterday's shiur, so I had to step out for a few minutes to buy a parsnip. Here's a parsnip. I bought this yesterday. The question is, how much should I pay for this parsnip? Because I went to the store and I selected the parsnip, weighs 296 grams. How much should I pay for it? When I got to the checkout, I was quite surprised. Especially, I'm giving a share on overpricing. So I did a survey of stores in town, the price of parsnips. And what I found basically addresses many of the issues which we're trying to deal with in the shadows of overpricing. Obviously, when you're discussing overpricing, you can't include stores which are different to each other. I know it's based on the market price, based on lockum and zaman. It has to be equivalent items and service you get in a store, location of the store, the type of store, all affect the type of pricing. Person knows very well, if you're going on an airline, to give you service with a smile, they charge you much more than service with a scowl, because that's part of the service. And the fact that you take it from A to B is only part of the service. So stores as well that are different to each other, obviously you can't compare the price of one to the other because it's a different item, they're selling it packaged differently. I say that as hakdama because if you go to, let's say, one of the large grocery supermarkets, as an idea, you would pay for the parsnip approximately 30 pence. They're charging approximately a pound for 1 kilogram, 296 about 30 pence for the parsnip. So obviously, we can't compare the price in the supermarket to the local price because it's a different store. I don't care about the cost of the item to the supermarket and profit margins, because when it comes to Inor, as we said last time, profit margins are not the issue. The issue is the customer has to get value for his pound. And once the item doesn't relate to the price, you have a problem with Inor. If it's, the item is too expensive, there's too much money paid. If the item is too cheap, then not enough money is being paid, and then you have a problem with Inor. I always have to have the consideration matching the item. So therefore, if you have one retailer is very, very savvy and can get very good deals, he pays low rates, he pays low wages, and he can afford to sell cheaper, and he doesn't, and he's making double the profit of his competitor, there's no problem with Inor, because the customer is getting the item at the current market price. If the current market price is, let's say, for example, for the parsnip, well, let's say £2 a kilogram, so therefore that, in a Jewish store, so that would be the market price. And therefore, if one of the retailers is actually making over double the profit, another one's making 25% profit, that's no problem. And forget the guy, let's say the guy making no profit at all, let's say he's clueless, and he's buying his parsnips, let's say £2.50 a kilogram, he's buying them wholesale, which means he has to sell them higher, and therefore he might say his profit margin has to be £3 a parsnip for a kilogram. That doesn't mean he can charge the customer £3. He's running at a loss. Well, just because you are clueless doesn't mean you can overcharge the customer. The customer wants to get value for money. And the value for money is the equivalent item for the parsnip. So once we can establish a fair market retail value for the parsnip, then the retailer is entitled to make as much profit as he can. And he's not entitled to overcharge just because he's not making a profit. When it comes to selling parsnips, fresh fruit and vegetables generally, there are issues which can mark up the price. One is, it's obviously very flexible, it's all very variable because it's dependent on what the suppliers supply every day. It's different suppliers, you have to go to the market, it's always fresh food. There are issues obviously with wastage. If a person buys, if that's in the store, buys a box of parsnips with 20 kilograms of parsnips, he only sells 10 kilograms, and after 3 days, he's got to throw them out because they're not fresh anymore. No one's buying them. That obviously has to be factored into his pricing structure. And therefore, a store which has a higher turnover will obviously be able to sell parsnips cheaper because he's selling more. He can buy in bulk. If I have to buy parsnips, I can only sell, let's say, 3 kilograms a day in my store. I'm going to have to, if the minimum size of the box is 10 kilograms, I'm going to have to be charged 3 times more than everybody else to make the money. In which case, I shouldn't be in the business of parsnips because then I would have to overcharge my customers more than what the market price is. What is the market price for the parsnip? So, now I've already told you that if you go to the cheap store, let's say Tesco we'll call it, I go to Tesco for the parsnip, it'll cost me, let's say, 30 pence. So how much would I be expected then to pay for the parsnip in a Jewish store? Obviously, you're saved from the inconvenience of having to go in such an environment, which is certainly not healthy. If you want to send your kids shopping, don't send them to Tesco, it's not advisable, there's a lot of things which are not healthy there. But I go to the Jewish store, I have that luxury. It's convenient, it's local. How much should I expect to pay for the parsnip? Now, it's a very nice parsnip. It's quite good quality. It's a good size. It's fresh. Different stores priced it differently. And that's where the problem came. Anyone want to estimate how much you should pay for in a kosher store for this? Any estimates?
40p.
So again, so 40p would be 33% more than the Tesco price. Okay.
Tesco, but economy
is a little bit more. Okay, but Tesco is a different market, we know that. We're talking about, I know over here. So the price, and no one wants this, okay, obviously you're not in the market for parsnips. Yeah, parsnips are not very popular. This parsnip priced in different stores, different prices. The price of parsnips in one Jewish store was £1.89 a kilogram. £1.89 is almost double the price of Tesco's £1 a kilogram. Now, it's understandable.
Is it like for like, though?
It's the same price. Yeah, the items are exactly the same.
It's different buying power.
Yeah.
We're not discussing.
Ah, sorry.
You came late.
I can't apologize.
You came late.
You
came late. Well, come late, that's true. So again, we'll talk about the kosher stores themselves, the Jewish stores. So £1.89, so again, the customer knows, okay, I get £1 in Tesco, £1.89 here, it's worth, maybe it's lunch. I'm not buying huge numbers. I went to another store, they're charging £3.49 for the parsnip. £3.49 is 3.5 times the price of Tesco. And it's almost double the price of the £1.89 store. Now, is there any justification for the fellow to sell them at £3.49, a parsnip? It's the same parsnip. It's not like, it's basically an enhanced carrot. You know, it's like different, the genetics different, but it's a root vegetable. £3.49 sounds right again a bit exorbitant. So what's the market price then? What is the correct market price?
Maybe this is the correct market price.
I went to another store. He's charging £2.79 a parsnip, £2.79 a kilogram for the parsnips. Now, I'll tell you that the store selling £1.89, the one £2.79, they did not market this as a sale item. You do have the concept of lost leaders in a store where they will put some items on sale on cheap and they'll be at the front of the store in glossy writing and they draw the customers in and the merchant will make a fuss of advertising these for cheaper. And he's running, he's selling them essentially a price which the market cannot sustain. He will not be able to have his shop carrying on selling these parsnips at, let's say, cheaper, because he'll be running at a loss. But it's kedai to bring the customers in. The Orchel Shulchan discusses this, Sim Reishchov Zayin, Siv Zayin, when he's trying to say some, you know, when you have to ascertain or you know on a price where there are different prices in the marketplace, how do you ascertain what the correct market price is? And he says that if a store is marketing something where it is below what can be negotiated, which can be run in a regular commercial environment, because he's running out of loss for whatever reason it is. He wants to shift stock. He's trying to encourage customers to come to the shop. All these type of marketing techniques, you don't figure them in. They are not figuring. So therefore, when it comes to establishing a price, if someone's selling a clear item, you can't go into a store and say, how can you sell me this item at £10? It was on sale for £5 next door. Well, £5 next door is selling it below market price. That's not the correct market price. And the Office of Shopping says you do not have to figure them in when you are calculating the, you know, what the correct market price is. But since this £1.89 store and £2.79 stores were not marketing it as a sale item, on the contrary, one of them didn't even have the price on the shelf. I had to go and ask the cashier, how much are parsnips? £2.79. So obviously it was not being presented there as an item to bring customers in. I should point out that of those, the three stores I mentioned, £3.49, £2.79, £1.89, they were all very similar. There was no indication because of either quantity or quality or turnover of customers, which is a busier store or quieter store, why there should be differential in price. There was no theme which seemed to address why it should be almost half the price in one store than the other store. I went to one final store and they were charging £3.89 a kilogram for the parsnip, which is over double the price of the cheapest Jewish store, almost four times the price of Tesco. Now, what is the justification for that? And this is the problem, because I presume that the £1.89 and the £2.79 were not running at a loss. They were selling parsnips in a regular fashion. That means if they can afford to sell parsnips for, let's even £2.79, let's say that's the market price. Could be the £1.89 as, I don't know what he's, some shtick, I don't know how he does it. But if you can sell £2.89 is the price for parsnips, then £3.49 would be above the shiro ino. You'd have a problem with your neighbor. £3.89 is certainly mugzam, it's way off the map. How did they get away with it? If this is what's going on, how did they manage to get away with it? So the problem is, it's very unusual to get a customer who walks into a store to buy a parsnip and nothing else. Very unusual. Most people buy other things as well. They'll get trapped in by, you know, they're attracted by the parsnip, and then they'll buy 20 things on the way out as well. And when they come to a total bill at the end of, let's say, of £25.73, the parsnip is lost. Especially when it comes to ordering by phone and you get a delivery, you've no idea what things cost individually. And then when the price gets lost and your shopping comes to be'erich, let's say, you know, £62 of the order this week, okay, so it's be'erich right. Maybe it's a few pounds more expensive than I would think elsewhere, but not so bad. If that would be in all the items, for example, let's say if I could make an order in Tesco, it would cost me £20. I'd order the phone from a local store, it would cost me £75. I'm going back to complain. Why? That's obviously mugzam. Three and a half, four times what I should be paying, what I could be paying. If I go to one store, make an order by phone, let's say the £1.89 store, and they deliver it and come to £50, and I'd make the same order with the other store next week, and it'll come to £100, I'm complaining. Because it's always something that doesn't make sense. I'm not paying double your store. There is a convenience factor, you're more local, you may have night, you have carpets and nice lighting, a soft music pipe in the background to make your store more attractive, but that's not going to double the price. So if a store is charging £3.49, £3.89, which the chore is more, certainly more than a sixth above £2.79, and certainly much more than £1.89, the chore there is a problem of ino. A problem of ino, the chore is trying to be gnevo. Now, there is a Gemara, Baba Basra, discusses Oino when there's no Oino. It says the following case. It's a different sugya. Sugya is in Perek HaMoicher Sasfina, when a person is selling a boat. So the Shai is what's included. So the Gemara gives a parallel case of Mochar Satsemid Lemochar Sabokar. There's a yoke and an animal. A person buys a yoke, comes along with two oxen underneath it, and the oxen have the yoke on their back, and they attach something to the yoke, and it goes. So the Shaila is, in a place where the term yoke and the term oxen are interchangeable, and sometimes people refer to the whole package as just a yoke, and some people just refer to it as oxen, and the terms are interchangeable. You've got tzemed and bokar, and if I walk into a store and say, I want a tzemed, I want a yoke, it's not necessarily clear, do I want the bokar as well, do I want the animals thrown in, or do I just want the yoke? So the Gemara says, like the Mishnah says, mochas tzemed lo mochas habokar, the not included. If I sell the tzemed, you don't get the bokar with it, you don't get the oxen. And certainly if I sell the bokar, you don't get the tzemed included. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Hadoim moedi, I can bring a raya from the price. Ketzar, for example, Omar Aloy, he said that mochalit simodcha b'mosayim zuz. If I say, sell me your yoke for 200 zuz, 200 is an exorbitant price. Right? Hadoim yodua, sheinat simosayim zuz. There's no way you're paying 200 zuz for a tzemed. You pay 20 zuz for it, maybe. It's a small item. If I'm paying 200, so Rabbi Yehuda says, obviously, the extra money is for the bokar. Don't my deed. The chachomim say, ein hadomim raya. You can't bring a proof from the domim. Fred the Gemara. If the dom is not raya, so what happens then? What do you mean dom is not? Again, I pay 200 zuz. It's exorbitant. It's more than the shiro ino. It's much more than the shiro ino. If it's more than shiro ino, I mean overcharged, should we bit on mekach then? Should we undo the mekach?
Yeah.
And for the Gemara, he bought his same as the Gemara Tesh, as I passed him in. He says, if it's b'chadesh adas toye, it's true. If the differential in price is a price amount where a person could think, okay, maybe that's the price, then enochram yabatana v'ino. For example, if he'd, let's say, pay 50 zuz for the tzemed, okay, maybe it's the tzemed. In that case, he'd be able to go back to the seller and say, listen, 50 for the tzemed, it's only worth 20, I found out, money back, it's a good time. Because it's dechdesh adas, so it's an amount where it's feasible, a person could make a distinction. The Ulam HaMishpat, when he discusses this, Ulam HaMishpat says that the way to calculate if the price, if it's the Kadesh HaDas Toya, is it an amount where people could make the, could err, is dependent on the item and the place and social norms, how free money is. It's not Toya HaNashtus, a six necessarily. So therefore, if something is understandable that could be the price, I walk in the store, that could be the price, that's called Kadesh HaDas Toya, in which case, if there's a not, then you have a good time, you could be allowed to get your money back and switch the item. If it's a chadesh in it, let's say it's mugzam. There's no way that the price is reflective of the item. 200 zuz for the tzemed bokar. So in that case, the question is, why did the fellow give 200 zuz? Why did the chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said, don moedin, don marai. Same for the Gemara. Eimur matona yohivdei. I can say, no, he gave matona. He knew it wasn't worth that much. But nonetheless, he gave the money anyway. He wanted to give me a present. He's a very nice person. Find such a musig, let's say, they sell, in November they sell poppies. What's a poppy? A poppy is like this little plastic flower thing, right? They charge £1 for it. £1 for that? Like a 2p. Yeah, because you're trying to give an adoba to the Salvation Army, whoever it is, the Poppy Society. So therefore, I know that the pound 98 pence is for a donation, and 2 pence is for the poppy. If a person goes to a dinner for a moisset, so they charge £250 entry fee. £250? Like, the meal's worth £50. Yeah, £200 is an adoba. It's an adoba. It's not reflective of the item. So if I'm giving a price which is mugzam, it's very clear the price is not consideration for the item, there's a lot extra over here, then the Gemara says maton, that's called a matona. And so Pachin Shulchan Aruch, if we're talking on a situation where it's unclear from what was spoken out, because there's a vague description of what's included in the item not included, you do not say don moedin, and I say that that the extra money was a matona, and Too bad on the buyer.
Why is it worth it charging 200?
If you, you know, as I say, no, the yolk's on the liqueur.
Yeah, but why is he charging 200? If you want to give him a ton of the liqueur, wants to give the bottle some a ton of conductor. If he charges 20, I'll give you 50 or 100. But how could he charge 200?
Again, because it's clear, we say it's clear. This is not our sugya, I just want to bring up the point. It's very clear that since it's very clear that it's not for the
it's
item.
It's not for the item, yeah. So why is he charging 200? I'm not sure why he's giving. Given doesn't totally understand, but why is he charging them?
So you don't have a cheshbon of, because since it's not clear, you said 7 rokat, so you meant 7.
Right.
You meant 7. So you said you were 7, you are,
so why is he charging 200?
I've got a present. Must have a present.
He wants a present.
And it's clear to the buyer that it's a present, because he knows it's not the same thing. So now if you want to say, no, I thought the oxen included, you didn't say so. I know what you're thinking. Okay, that's a sugya. So where it's b'chidei she'en adas toya, where it's very, very clear to the buyer that the price is not reflective of the item being sold, then you have a svara of matana yoyle, it's a present, in which case I say that there's no taina v'ino, and that doesn't count. But that's only a situation where the buyer knows that the price is mugzam. So if I walk into a store and I know very clearly the prices across town, I know that I could be £1 in Tesco, £1 at 89 in another store, and 2 cents in another store. I walk into a 3.89 store, like, why am I buying this parcel of £3.89 a kilogram? Obviously, you know, why buy it? That's matanot yoyle. I'm giving extra because I know, you know, I'll pay, let's say, £1, I think it was £1.15 it works out to be, rather than 80p or 50p or 30p, whatever it is, matanot yoyle. I'm giving a present to the thing. It's very hard to hear that svara in the store because, you know, I'll go to the store, right, and, you know, and I'll buy something, let's say, you know, comes to, you know, 20, it comes to £23.45, I give my change, I can say, you're 20p short on the change. So yeah, you gave me this present today. So I'm not giving no presents to you. So what do you mean? You did yesterday. You bought the parsnip. That's a present. Nah, that was not a present. I thought that was a price. So if the customer is under pressure, that's the correct market price, then you have a problem. Because if that's not the correct market price, and it's more than a six above that, there is an isra'i no. Lo yisun ishus amisoi. It's a lab de raiso. So when a store is selling produce, you have the problem. Now, as we know, there are issues involved in keeping a store stocked with produce. But just because you have difficulty with that, doesn't mean the customer has to suffer. I'll give you a...
You're the only person selling your product, can you charge what you want?
Sorry?
You're the only person selling your product, can you charge what you want?
If you're the only person, we said last time, because then you can give me the shahr. If I meant a new product, I can sell whatever price I want, because there's no shahr. There has to be a shahr.
Let's say I bought parsnips today, and I know in 3 days' time there are going to be no parsnips at all. I'm going to hold my back for 3 days, I'm going to charge triple the price because there's no other parsnips.
So we did discuss last time about cornering the market and manipulating the market. It's the problem with doing that. Now, I can't buy all the parsnips in town and sell them what I want to. We don't need to do that. Because I was basically would stop stepping and stop you doing that. So there is a problem, certainly, with... sometimes you have a store that sells 24-hour service. We open 24 hours a day, and because of that, the prices are mugzam, they have higher prices. We say we have to run our store 24 hours a day, it costs more money. The problem with that is, if I walk in there at 4:30 in the afternoon to buy a parsnip there, and they're charging me £5 a kilo because we can buy 3 in the morning as well, that lechor would be a shvach hetzer. Because I'm buying at 4:30. Mokum azman means at 4:30, how much are you paying for a parsnip? I'm paying a 3 o'clock in the morning price, lechor is definitely problematic. So basically at 3 o'clock in the morning, you want to buy a parsnip, you gotta pay, you know, you can't get parsnips at 3 o'clock in the morning in a regular store. But 4:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the afternoon, to charge a 3 in the morning price, because the store has what it saw, it has expenses, which it's using to operate, doesn't mean you can pass those expenses on to a customer in a way which is not authorized. We're almost out of time. I'll tell you one shayla, I'll leave with one shayla, which we'll discuss next time. Shaila was like this. A fellow walked into a lighting store and he looked one of the fixtures on the wall and he says, yeah, I like that fixture. How much is it? He says, that fixture is £139. So he says, okay, I like it, I'll take it. So Stoner says to him, okay, I'll tell you the truth. You know, that's the brand name. I have a generic for £89. It's basically the same thing. You want it? So the fellow says to him, nah, I stick with the brand name. You know, you feel secure, you know what you're getting, it's quality, can't compare. I want the brand name, £139. Fine, so the Sorna goes back store, and he looks through his stock, he sees one of the brand name items in the corner, picks it up, box is empty. It's the last one, because the one on the wall is from that box. So what's he going to do? He's going to start and screen store item, floor model. But he has his boxes there of the generic item. Now, this store owner knows it's not just largely equivalent. It's the identical item. It's the same factory. The generic and the brand name is the same product. It's just a different box. So what he wants to do is, he wants to take the generic item out of the generic box, put it into the brand name box, sell the customer for £139. Is he allowed to do that or not? This is a shag we'll have to discuss next time. Thank you very much.
Okay.